All right, members and those in the audience, and Representative Workman on his phone, we're going to call this meeting for State Affairs to order. John, if you would, please call the roll.
Chair Crisafulli.
Here.
Vice Chair Grant. Ranking Member Lusson. Representative Aubrey.
Here.
Representative Boyd.
Here.
Representative Broder.
Here.
Representative Caldwell. Representative Cumbie.
Here.
Representative Eagle.
Here.
Representative Fasano.
Here.
Representative LaRosa.
Here.
Representative Rayburn.
Here.
Representative Rango.
Here.
Representative Stewart.
Here.
Representative Taylor.
Here.
Representative Waldman.
Here.
Representative Watson.
Here.
Representative Workman.
Here.
Representative Lusson is present.
Here. We have a quorum. Vice Chair Grant's here as well. All right, thank you, John. Members, we do have a very busy agenda today, so please be sure to keep up if you would. Be sure to turn off all your electronic devices or at least put them on vibrate. And anybody in the audience wishing to testify before the committee, please be sure to bring up an appearance card to somebody on our staff. Members, having said that we do have a busy agenda, at this time I will be TPing House Bill 7131 and House Bill 7133 by Representative Boyd. Up next, House Bill 7135 by Representative Nelson. Cummings. You're going to do it, Representative Cummings. You're recognized, and I believe you do have an amendment. So go ahead and present the bill, if you would, and then we'll get to the amendment.
Okay.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and Vice Chair, members of the committee. Chair Nelson had graciously put this bill forth based on another bill that I have sponsored, House Bill 217. In terms of the amendment, essentially just cleans up some language that speaks to inserts a line, removes line 33 and inserts a section that makes it subject to open government. I can move right into, if you want to get the bill in the proper posture, we can. I can speak to the bill after that's
complete. Yes. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, without objection, shall that amendment adopted. Now on to the bill as amended. Representative Cummings, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill once again relates to House Bill 217, which creates a database for check cashing information that OFR and other agencies will use to combat workers' compensation fraud. This bill would create a public records exemption for payment instrument information that identifies licensed businesses and customers, and therefore would provide protection for both of those and make their identities confidential. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman. I'm available for any questions.
All right, members, any questions for Representative Cummings on the bill? Seeing none, any public testimony? Seeing none, members, is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close.
I waive close, Mr. Chair.
Have a waive close. John, will you please call the roll on House Bill 7135?
Chair Crisafulli.
Yes.
Representative Aubrey.
Yes.
Representative Boyd.
Yes.
Representative Broder.
Yes.
Representative Caldwell.
Yes.
Representative Cumbie.
Yes.
Representative Eagle.
Yes.
Representative Fasano.
Yes.
Representative Grant. Representative LaRosa. Representative Rayburn.
Yes.
Representative Rango.
Yes.
Representative Lusson. Representative Stewart. Representative Taylor.
Yes.
Representative Waldman.
Yes.
Representative Watson.
Yes.
Representative Workman. It'd be a pass.
All right. Members, by your vote, will show House Bill 7135 reported favorably. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Up next, House Memorial 1253 by Representative Diaz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's actually by myself and Representative O'Shine, who is a prime co-sponsor. And this actually affects her neck of the woods, so I'm going to just do a quick intro, and I'll cede the floor to her. This is a memorial urging the U.S. Congress to direct the National Marine Fisheries Services to withdraw its consideration of listing the queen conch as a threatened or endangered species, as this measure would ban the legal importation of conch and would have a highly detrimental impact on commerce and tourism in the southern region of Florida.
Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized.
Thank you, committee members, and thank you, Representative Diaz, for this great memorial. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, without Conk, there will be no Conk Republic, no Conk Fritters, no Conk Chowder, no Crack Conk. I could go on and on. This is a really big deal in the Keys, as it is in South Florida, so I would love your support. We'd love your support.
All right. Thank you. Members, are there any questions? Seeing none, I have no public testimony. Is there any debate? Seeing none, y'all are recognized to close.
We are closed.
Thank you. John, if you would, please call the roll.
Chair Christopher.
Yes.
Representative Albreen.
Yes.
Representative Boyd.
Yes.
Representative Broder.
Yes.
Representative Caldwell.
Yes.
Representative Cummings.
Yes.
Representative Eagle.
Yes.
Representative Fasano.
Yes.
Representative Grant. Representative LaRosa. Representative Rayburn.
Yes.
Representative Rangel.
Yes.
Representative Roussan. Representative Stewart,
yes.
Representative Taylor,
yes.
Representative Waldman,
yes.
Representative Watson,
yes.
Representative Workman. Be a pass.
Members, by your vote, will show House Memorial 1253 reported favorably. Thank you. Up next, House Bill 7145 by Representative Comby. Representative, were you ready to present your bill? And you can present it from here if you'd like.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 7145. Reenacts the public record exemption for employment discrimination complaints and other records related to the complaint. That's the bill.
All right, members, any questions on House Bill 7145? Representative Waldman, you are recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you know the status of the First Amendment Foundation on this?
The First Amendment Foundation is neutral, Representative Waldman.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Seeing none, I have no public testimony. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative recognized to close. Having waived close, John, if you would, please call the roll on House Bill 7145.
Chair Christopher.
Yes.
Representative Albritton.
Yes.
Representative Boyd.
Yes.
Representative Broder.
Yes.
Representative Caldwell. Representative Cummings.
Yes.
Representative Eagle.
Yes.
Representative Fasano.
Yes.
Representative Grant.
Yes.
Representative LaRosa. Representative Rayburn.
Yes.
Representative Rangel.
Yes.
Representative Roussan. Representative Stewart. Representative Taylor.
Yes.
Representative Waldman.
Yes.
Representative Watson.
Yes.
Representative Workman. The bill passed.
Members, by your vote, will show that bill reported favorably. Up next, CS for CS for HB 997. Representative Cummings, you're recognized to present that bill at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice Chairman, members of the committee. House Bill 997. My prime co-sponsor is not able to be with us here today. He's chairing this committee, and that's Representative Petronas. Briefly, this bill essentially would address an issue that has become prevalent in relation to the lack of record keeping for shelters throughout the state. The issue arose back in 2008 when there was a working group that the Senate asked or formed, and there was a tremendous lack of information available throughout the state when they surveyed the various shelters that allow us as policymakers and those on the local level to make informed decisions moving forward. This bill would require that all Florida shelters or rescue organizations keep records of where animals come from and what happens to them. It would make it easier for shelters and the public to know which facilities have animals for adoption so that a shelter in Florida that has excess animals may send them to other shelters in the state. And I will say it's been refreshing in that a lot of various animal rights organizations and activists and those constituents that each of us serve have worked together on this, which is not always able to come to any kind of agreement or in support, but that has occurred to my knowledge, and we've worked very closely with all of them and are here to present this good bill to you today, Mr. Chairman. That's all. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you, Representative Cummings. Members, any questions on the bill? Yes, Representative Stewart, you're recognized.
Thank you. I, too, like this bill a lot, but I was questioning the – I saw down here where you were going to charge a 15-cent per copy for that information. Is this information also available on a website somewhere?
Representative, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman.
Question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Stewart, excellent question. Initially, when this bill was drafted, there was as much as a dollar, and we really looked strongly at that and reduced that substantially, as you mentioned. In terms of a website, we considered mandating that this information be provided online, but we realized a lot of counties, particularly some rural counties, may not have the ability at this time to do that or just rolling out such technology. And so there's an option to do that, and yes, that would be allowed and be encouraged, quite frankly.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none, I do have some public testimony. Pat Mixon from Florida Veterinary Medical Association.
Yes, we're ready to support.
Thank you, Ms. Mixon. Forgive me for mispronouncing the last name. It looks a little jumbled, but Diane Ramstall, NAIA Trust.
I waive my time. Here it is, next.
All right, waiving in support. And up next, Ms. Marion Hammer with NRA United Sportsmen of Florida.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to take a minute to explain to the committee NRA's interest in this bill. Our interest is hunting dogs, trial dogs, sheep, and cattle dogs, and other working dogs. They're expensive animals. And farmers and hunters and other folks who need working dogs can't afford to have their animals exposed to diseases from animals that flow into Florida, some being dumped in Florida from other states and other countries. Additionally, law enforcement dogs, seeing eye dogs, rescue dogs, drug dogs, tracking dogs, guard dogs, anytime you have legislation that impacts animals, people forget these dogs. They think about puppies and kitties. But these animals are vulnerable to mutated strains of diseases that flow into Florida. The lack of record keeping helps facilitate dumping of animals from no-kill shelters in other states. By requiring record keeping by shelters, we will help stop the dumping. If shelters have to keep records, we'll have accountability. And the best way to stop Florida shelters from facilitating and concealing their participation in dumping is transparency. So this is a very good bill. We hope you'll support it. Thank you,
Ms. Hammer. Thank you.
Gotta keep the record.
All right. Members, we are now in debate. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Representative, you're recognized to close.
Mr. Chairman, I waive close. Thank you.
All right. Having waived close, John, if you will, please call the roll.
Chair Chris Foley?
Yes.
Representative Albrin?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cummings?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative Rosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Rangel?
Yes.
Representative Roussan? Representative Stewart?
Yes.
Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Waldman?
Yes.
Representative Watson?
Yes.
Representative Workman? The bill passed.
Members, by your vote, we'll show Hospital 997 reported favorably. Representative Cummings, if you would stay close, you can present House Bill 7143. You are recognized to present that bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. This bill would save from repeal the public record exemption for the direct support organization of the Department of Veteran Affairs and the public meeting exemption for the DSO. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
All right, members, is there any questions on this bill? Representative Waldman, you're recognized for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do you know the position of the First Amendment Foundation on this?
Mr. Chairman.
You recognize?
Representative Waldman, absolutely. They have issued a position of neutrality.
Any further questions? All right. Seeing none, I have no public testimony on this bill. Members, is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Representative, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Waive close. Thank you.
Having waived close, John, will you please call the roll?
Chair Christopher Foley?
Yes.
Representative Auburn?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cumbie?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative Rosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Ringel?
Yes.
Representative Roussan? Representative Stewart?
Yes.
Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Waldman?
Yes.
Representative Watson?
Yes.
Representative Workman? The bill passed.
Members, by your vote, we'll show that bill reported favorably. Thank you, Representative.
Sure.
Up next, Representative Berman, CS for HB 717. Representative, you are recognized, and we know that you do have a strike call, so why don't you go ahead and present the strike call, and then we'll get us in proper posture.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The bill originally addressed discrimination on the basis of pregnancy only in the context of employment. The Florida Civil Rights Act addresses discrimination in other contexts, such as food and lodging, and the amendment adds in all those other contexts. And that's what the strike call is.
All right. Thank you. Members, get in proper posture. Without objection, we'll show this strike call adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, I do have some public testimony. Elizabeth Willis, Florida Association of Women Lawyers.
Waving in support. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Willis. Waving in support. Members, no further public testimony. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wave close.
Having waved close, John, will you please call the roll and see us for HB 717?
Chair Chris Foley?
Yes.
Representative Albrin?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cummings?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative LaRosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Rangel?
Yes.
Representative Roussan? Representative Stewart?
Yes.
Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Wallman?
Yes.
Representative Watson?
Yes.
Representative Workman?
Yes.
All right.
The bill passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Members, by your vote, we'll show that bill passed. Members, up next, CS for HB 1085 by Representative Eagle. Representative, are you prepared? If you would, go ahead and present your bill, CS for HB 1085, and you do have 2 minutes. Go ahead and give us a basis of the bill, and then we'll get into the first barcode.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House Bill 1085 is a companion bill to House Bill 1083, which is related to underground storage of natural gas. This bill in front of you is an exemption that covers proprietary and trade secret information that may be submitted by applicants to the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
All right, members, having presented the bill, Representative, recognize you do have 2 minutes. If you would, present barcode 721895.
Yes, sir. The First Amendment provides a definition for trade secrets.
All right, members, is there any question on the First Amendment? Seeing none, have no public testimony. Without objection, we'll show that amendment adopted. On to barcode 250677.
Yes, sir. Second Amendment provides a condition for release of confidential and exempt information to another government agency.
Members, any questions on that amendment? Seeing none, without objection, we'll show that amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Members, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, I do have public testimony from Timothy Riley with Spectra Energy. All right, information only. All right, members, we are now in debate on this bill. Any debate? Representative Wellman, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I said, probably surprised everybody. They wondered why I didn't ask the question, but that's because I knew the answer to this one already, and the First Amendment Foundation is neutral on this, so I'm satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you for the information, Representative Wellman. We were concerned. Any other debate? Seeing none, Representative Eagle, you recognize the close on this bill.
Thank you, sir. I'll also add that we did a strike call amendment in the first stop that addressed much of the First Amendment Foundation's concerns. So, thank God I close. Thank you.
Thank you. John, if you would, please call the roll.
Chair Christopher Foley?
Yes.
Representative Albrin?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cumby?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative LaRosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Rangel? Representative Roussan, Representative Stewart, Representative Taylor,
yes.
Representative Waldman,
yes.
Representative Watson,
yes.
Representative Workman.
Yes.
The bill passed.
All right. Thank you, John. And members, by your vote, we'll show that bill pass. Up next, CS for HB 885 by Representative Caldwell. Representative Caldwell, you recognize. We know you do have an amendment on this bill, but if you would please explain the bill, and then we'll get into the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The House Bill 885 reaffirms the proper interpretation of the statute, as I believe was intended, regarding independent special fire control districts, and was erroneously decided through case law by the state Supreme Court. This would reaffirm the position, as I think is clear in the statutes, and as you indicated, we do have an amendment.
All right, Representative Caldwell, if you would, go ahead and explain the amendment.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, on line 52, we're changing the word can to the word may.
Very well done. Members, is there any questions on that amendment? Seeing none, without objection, we'll show that amendment adopted. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we have no public testimony. Is there any debate? No debate. Representative, you recognize the close. Having waived close, John, if you would, please call the roll.
Chairperson Foley?
Yes.
Representative Albritton?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cumbie?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative Rosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Rangel?
Yes.
Representative Roussan? Representative Stewart? Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Waldman?
Yes.
Representative Watson?
Yes.
Representative Workman?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Members, by your vote, we'll show House Bill 885 reported favorably. Representative Caldwell, you're recognized for House Bill 7113.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'd like to temporarily postpone that at this time.
All right. At this time, we'll be temporarily postponing that bill. Up next, House Bill 1287 by Representative LaRosa and Vice Chair Grant will be presenting that bill at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a local bill that affects Lake Toho Water Authority and would allow the current chair to extend service for an additional three-year term. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
All right. Having presented the bill, members, are there any questions?
Real quick.
You recognize for a question?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is this just a one-time extension, or will it continue on after that with other people that may serve?
You recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's my understanding that the way this board was originally set up, that multiple seats had different staggering term limits. So some seats had two-year terms, some had three, and some had four. Current law would allow service not to extend, I believe, three successive three-year terms. This is just to clarify that the existing chair, as well as two other seats, actually, but they will not be affected because they have already been changed. So the current chair is the only change, as I understand it.
Members, any additional questions? Seeing none, we do have public testimony by John Wayne Smith from the Toho Water Authority. Waiving in support. Members, we are now in debate. Seeing no debate, Representative Grant, you are recognized to close.
As tempted as I am, I'll waive.
Well done. John, if you would, please call the roll.
Chair Chris Foley?
Yes.
Representative Albritton?
Yes.
Representative Boyd?
Yes.
Representative Broda?
Yes.
Representative Caldwell?
Yes.
Representative Cumming?
Yes.
Representative Eagle?
Yes.
Representative Fasano?
Yes.
Representative Grant?
Yes.
Representative LaRosa? Representative Rayburn? Representative Rangel?
Yes.
Representative Roussan? Representative Stewart?
Yes.
Representative Taylor?
Yes.
Representative Waldman?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Watson?
Yes.
Representative Workman?
Yes.
The bill passed.
Members, by your vote, we will show House Bill 1287 reported favorably. And with that, that completes our agenda for today. Without objection, Vice Chair Grant moves, we rise.